Well, we've had quite a few negotiations since June, and we still have not come to an agreement. Our negotiating team for the nurses are very concerned about patient safety, staffing issues, competitive wages, retention, and recruitment of staff. And right now, we have not come to an agreement yet.
So where does it stand today?
Actually, we are working with a contract. We have extended our contract twice. If we don't have a contract, we just keep extending our contract until we reach an agreement for the new contract.
How long does this current extension run through?
Right now, we have an extension through October 15th, I believe. If we do not agree to agreement before that, we will more than likely ask for another extension. But that is really up to our negotiating team.
Do you think you guys would strike, or is that a possibility?
That is not something that we are looking to do. The hospital nor the nurses are looking for that, no.
I think a lot of people who know nurses, they're the kind of people who do put patients first.
We're the first people that you see when you come to the hospital. We check you in. We're with you throughout your whole stay. In the middle of the night, we're there to make sure that your medications, we answer your questions, we speak to your family, we provide your cares, and we support you throughout the whole process so that you're not alone at the hospital when family are not there also.
Now, you briefly touched on some of the key major points that you guys wanted. What are some of the specifics of the items that the nurses would like in the contract?
One of the specifics is patient and staff safety for patient ratios, how many patients we have during our shift so that we are able to take care of the patients that we do have. We want to provide the best care possible. So that is one of our key point right now for negotiating is patients and staff safety.
What are the current ratios?
It depends on floor to floor. I couldn't give you a definite answer for each floor.
Do you think safety is compromised at all by what is currently happening at the hospital?
I do believe so at times. Yes. I think that right now all of the units can be impacted by the patient staff ratios. We are a trauma hospital, and so we do have quite a variety of patients in the hospital at all times.
Are there issues with the amount of pay that you would be receiving as well?
We are attempting to come to an agreement where that we can retain and recruit new employees with a fair competitive wage to not only bring new members to Mercy, but to maintain the ones that already work here. That is a key, and I think that has a lot to do with bringing new recruits in.
I do know some people who are nurses at Mercy, and they said there's also some issues, perhaps, I don't know if this is true, but they told me that they also thought there were some issues too with incentive pay, like if you have to work maybe on a holiday or you work like that overnight, you know, the later shifts in the day, that those would also potentially be impacted by what has been proposed by the hospital?
I will say that right now we do feel that Mercy One's proposals have been considered a takeaway for some of the staff. It does feel that they are not offering as much as we had in the past contracts. You know, better wages means that we can take care of ourselves and our families and continue providing exceptional service to our patients as well by recruitment and retention.